What to expect at Trump's military parade and no King's protests, date modified colon 2025-06-14T06-0232.718Z, description colon U.S. President Donald Trump will oversee a huge military parade in Washington, D.C. on the same day as nationwide protests are planned, dot. What to expect at Trump's military parade and no King's protests, one day ago, save. Brandon Drennan, BBC News, Washington, D.C., save, EPA, a military vehicle at a staging area on the National Mall on Thursday, Washington, D.C. is set to host a military parade on Saturday to mark the 250th anniversary of the U.S. Army. The event will also coincide with the 79th birthday of U.S. President Donald Trump, who says the parade will be like no other. The event, which the Army has said could cost up to $45 million, £33 million, will include over 7,000 uniformed soldiers, dozens of tanks and military vehicles, plus marching bands and a fireworks show. Meanwhile, no King's protests against the Trump administration are planned in more than 1,500 cities across the U.S. Organizers are billing the demonstrations as a nationwide day of defiance in response to corruption in the government. When is the military parade? The military parade is scheduled to begin at around 1800 hours local time, 2300 hours o'clock GMT, on Saturday, 14 June, and take place around the National Mall, which includes the Washington Monument grounds. Tickets are not required, but registering for them on the U.S. Army's website is said to ensure a better view. The massive parade and festivities are estimated to cost between $25 million and $45 million, £18.3 million and £33 million, according to an Army spokesperson. Part of the budget is expected to include millions of dollars to repair DC streets, not built to handle tanks and other heavy armored vehicles. Thundering tanks and breathtaking flyovers will roar through our capital city, Trump said. The last time a military parade was held in the U.S. was 1991 under former President George H.W. Bush, marking an end to the Gulf War. An estimated 200,000 people filled the streets for the event, the largest military celebration since the end of World War II. Other military parades were held in 1961, during former President John F. Kennedy's inauguration, 1953, during former President Dwight Eisenhower's first inauguration, and in 1942 and 1946 around World War II. Watch, I'm all for it, what Americans make of Trump's military parade, where are No King's protests? The No King's movement is planning demonstrations in more than 1,500 cities and towns across the U.S. to oppose the Trump administration. President Trump wants tanks in the street and a made-for-TV display of dominance for his birthday. A spectacle meant to look like strength. But real power isn't staged in Washington. It rises up everywhere else, the group's website says. This includes frustration over Trump sending National Guard troops and U.S. Marines into Los Angeles, California in response to immigration protests, against the governor's wishes. The group behind the demonstrations, the 50,501 movement, has staged protests against the administration since April. The name 50,501 stands for 50 states, 50 protests, one movement. Major rallies and marches are being planned in cities including Chicago, New York, Philadelphia, Charlotte, Atlanta, Houston, and Phoenix. A map of the planned protests shows them taking place in all 50 states, from Alaska to Florida. Dozens of protests are also planned in Texas and Florida, both Trump strongholds, Reuters. Protests against the Trump administration's immigration policies were held in New York this week. Military parade to honor U.S. Army will fall on Trump's birthday, Washington, D.C. Donald Trump, United States.